If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Well, crap. Let's just go. We're going to have to do, I guess, an unsolved mystery on this. He said he was going to get a vasectomy behind his wife's back over the weekend. And if that sounds crazy to you, that's exactly what it's supposed to be. It's time for a talk me out of it update, which we typically do at this time. What was the story as of last week, though, Jess?
So him and his wife have been married for about 9 years, and they have two children, and his wife desperately wanted a third. And so pretty much for the last year, they've been fighting and going back and forth about whether or not they would have another kid, because he had shared with us that he doesn't want to have any more kids.
Right.
And so he was considering, well, not even considering, he had scheduled the appointment to get the procedure done last Thursday when we had this conversation with him. Like, literally, it was supposed to happen within like 3 hours of him chatting with us. And it was just a matter of if he was going to go through with it or not, because he wasn't going to tell his wife anything about it.
And so typically at this time, what we do is we tell people, call us back and like tell us what actually happened. But we've been waiting now. Like, we don't have any more time. But what we say is, like, if people don't call us back, what we do is talk me out of it. Unsolved mystery.
Talk me out of it. Unsolved mystery.
Where we always say that every story deserves an ending. So if you don't call us back, we just make up what we think happened to you. So that's almost like a threat.
Yeah.
If you don't call us back, we just talk trash behind your back.
Talk trash.
We don't talk trash, but we just assume what happened. Because we also think that if you don't call us back,
the worst case scenario.
Well, either A, you forgot.
Oh, that's fair, actually. That's actually so fair.
Or it's a statement.
Yeah.
Right? So
either or would be totally valid.
What do we think happened here?
I think he did it. That's why, if there was ever one where, like, of course it would be this one that we didn't get a call back. And it's the most stressful situation, I feel like, we've discussed. I think he went through with it because, we talked with him at, like 8 something, and his appointment was like 11:30. So I genuinely think he was gonna go through with it anyways, to be honest.
He was pretty dead set,
and I think he did it, and I feel like she found out in some way, shape, or form, because it is a procedure.
They're in a fight right now, aren't they?
And I feel like something is going on, and that's why he didn't call back, because it's gotten so bad that it's just something he can't discuss, like, on air with us.
I think Jess is probably right. I think this probably went really bad. Like, because I think that the next, if you weren't here, a guy called and was basically like, I did the same thing. And I think he probably heard that and was like, well, F it. Like, if every guy's doing this, then I'm just going to do it. Because the next guy was like so sure about it. He probably heard that and was like, I mean, if you go that far to have the appointment, it wasn't like he was like, considering doing this.
I don't think it was.
The guy had the appointment a couple hours later.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was like, I'm going to like consider, like, maybe if she keeps talking about this, I'm gonna call a urologist and have a consultation. Like, it was hours away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know why I called, to be honest with you.
Same.
Like,
I
you
think
were
he was hoping to get some sort of maybe
validation.
I think so.
And probably when he heard the one guy being like, all he needed was one, I feel like.
Yeah.
And he got his one, and he was probably like, I'm good. we don't know. We at this point, we're just guessing. If we hear anything, like, we'll tell you. Like, obviously, we'll come back and we'll update you guys. But if not, then...
Talk me out of it. Unsolved mystery.
That's all we got for you.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.